Ephesians 6 and verse number 10, I want to preach tonight on we must be strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6:10, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. And the Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Father, I love you and I praise you. Lord, every time I start my prayer that way, I want you to know that I love you and I praise you and I glorify you and I thank you tonight that you allowed us to come to your house on one more time. You allowed us to come and pray tonight and lift up people's name tonight that they may be a touch. The man that Brother Kelvin's talking about tonight, Father, that got hit in the face with that metal, Lord, I'd pray tonight that you'd spare his life. Lord, I'd pray tonight for every prayer request that's mentioned, if it be thy will, that you would send your healing power there, that you'd reach down from heaven and touch in a mighty way. Lord, there's been unspoken requests all over this room tonight. And Lord God, even though we can't audible that word here, it's out in the throne room of heaven tonight, Father. And Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I'm praying tonight for that one that is a little weak tonight, a little down and out. Lord, I pray tonight that there'd be a time they get uplifted tonight, that their spirit get uplifted tonight, that their soul get uplifted tonight, that their heart be uplifted tonight, that their mind be uplifted tonight. Father, I praise you tonight for what you're going to do in our lives. Lord, I pray tonight that you guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Lord, let me not preach in the flesh, but let me preach in the spirit tonight. Father, I love you and I praise you. It's for in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight we come and we must be strong in the Lord. The key verse tonight, if you've been keeping up with these papers and been keeping up with what we've been doing, the key verse to memorize is this. Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse number 10. The Bible says, finally, Paul was almost like he's leaving and he's telling the church at Ephesus that, hey, farewell, finally, we're at the end. We're almost at the end. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. To memorize means to know, to learn, and to keep forever. And tonight as we come, Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus and he encouraged them to be strong in the Lord. Church, we are in a battle. I wrote that on your paper tonight. Church, we are in a battle and we must be strong in the Lord. You say, preacher, I got saved. I didn't want to get in a battle. Too bad. You didn't get to pick. When you got saved, you got enlisted. You got put into the battle for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You got put in the battle. You got enlisted when you got saved. And I wrote this on your paper if you're staying with me tonight. So we better. When I type that out, so we better get strong in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because we're in a battle tonight. Tonight I ask myself a question. I ask you the same question. Why must we be strong in the Lord? Number one is because we have a command to obey. We have a command to obey. Look in verse number 10. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. He did not give us a suggestion, but he said, be strong in the Lord. You say, preacher, how am I going to be strong in the Lord? How am I going to let God lead me in my life? How am I going to be strong? Number one, we must trust in the Lord. We must trust in the Lord when we don't know nothing else to do, or if we do know what to do, we must be strong in the Lord. Proverbs chapter number 3, verse 5 and 6, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Tonight I say to you, we must trust the Lord. We have a command to trust the Lord in every area of our life tonight. But we must not only trust the Lord, but we must lean on the Lord. Tonight, to trust something, you'd be able to lean on it tonight. If you trust it, you'll be able to lean on it. Every person under the sound of my voice tonight is leaning on something tonight. You say, preacher, I don't know what you're talking about. Every one of you trusted that pew that you're in tonight. I do not see one person when they come in this place tonight get down on their knees to check to see if there's a screw under that pew tonight. You didn't get down and examine that pew and won't know if the weight limit was going to hold you. You didn't care if you overpacked that pew. You just come in and you sat down. Hey, can I say to you tonight, just as you have that faith in that pew not to let you down and to hold you up, you need to have that same faith in Jesus Christ tonight. He will not let you down. He will hold you up. And you can lean on Him tonight. You say, preacher, why do I need to lean on God? Because without Him, you can't do nothing. Without Jesus Christ in your life, you can't do nothing. We must trust Him and we must lean on Him. John 15:5, the Bible says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He said, I'm the vine, I'm the main thing. Friends, tonight there's nobody in this room the main thing. There's nobody in this room the bright and morning star. The main thing, the main person is Jesus Christ. And He says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Get this in 15:5. For without me, Jesus says, you can do nothing. So tonight, we've got to trust Him with every area of our life. We've got to lean on Him no matter what comes our way. That's how you're going to be strong in the Lord. When you don't have an answer, don't look for one. Just turn to the answer. His name's Jesus. We must trust the Lord. We must lean on the Lord. And this is something I'm not good at. We must wait on the Lord. Now, if you're going to trust Him and you're going to lean on Him, you're going to have to wait on Him. He doesn't always move in our time. I've said this before. Adrian Rogers, one of his favorite lines is this, and I've heard him say it many a times. We are a microwave generation that serves a crockpot God. We want it right now. We want 30 seconds and it be at our plate. But God doesn't work that way. He wants us to wait. He wants us to rely on Him and to trust Him. And we have a command to do that tonight. He says in Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord, those that wait upon the Lord, they don't run ahead of the Lord. They don't get in front of Him. But they wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Tonight, if you're weary and wore out and you say, man, I just don't know what to do, step back for a minute and wait on God. Quit getting ahead of Him and get behind Him. Whoa, glory. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You say, preacher, why did I didn't be strong in the Lord? Number one, because we have a command to obey. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, He wants us to obey everything that He asks us to do. Everything that's written in the Word of God, He wants us to obey that. Do we always obey it? Why, Lord, no. But that don't mean we shouldn't try. So tonight, to be strong in the Lord, number one, we have a command to obey. But number two, if you'll look with me in verse 11 and verse number 12, we have a contender to overcome. We have an enemy, the Bible says, that we must overcome in the blood of Jesus Christ. You've got a command to be strong in the Lord and in His might, and you have tonight have got a contender. When you got saved, you got took out of the hands of Satan and put in the hands of God. You have switched hands. You're no longer with the enemy, now you're on the winning side. And He didn't get happy when you got snatched away from Him. He didn't like it, not one bit. And that's why He gives you trouble all the days of your life. That's why He doesn't let up. I want you to know this. When I was lost, the devil didn't get me trouble. He didn't give me a hard time. You know why? Because He had me. He had me. But when I got saved, Brother Jerry Gabby, when I got born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, now I see that attack when it comes. And tonight we have a command to obey, but we have a contender to overcome or an enemy to overcome in the name of Jesus. Yeah, I wrote this down on your paper so you can see it. The contender or the enemy is the devil, okay? There is not nobody in this room my contender. There's nobody in this room my enemy. You don't have an enemy sitting in this room. Let me say it again. We don't have an enemy in this room. Only the devil is your enemy. The devil, his little old angels, his little old demons, that's the only enemy you got. And you've got to be alert. You've got to have your eyes on. You've got to have your spiritual eyes on. And you've got to know what the devil's going to do when he comes your way. If you're going to be strong in the Lord, you've got to obey and you've got to overcome the devil. Look what he says in verse number 11, if you will. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I got intrigued by that word, the wiles of the devil. And I thought about that, the wiles of the devil. And here is what the wiles of the devil is. The wiles of the devil, he can't do but one thing. He's got three or four little things he does. He does them the same with everybody. He just paints them up a different way. But we all fall to him, okay? Let me give you this. The wiles of the devil is trickery. He gonna trick you. One won't hurt. One won't bother you. Nobody won't know. He tricks. He's a tricker. That's all he is. He's a tricker. He likes to trick you. He won't tell you the truth. He'll give you some truth, but he won't give you all the truth. You see what I'm saying? He's a trickery. It's better on the other side. The grass is greener on the other. He's a tricker. He loves to trick folks. And he'll get you to believe it. He'll talk. If you'll let him talk to you, he'll talk to you so long, you'll believe your own lie. He's a tricker. He loves deception. He paints it up. He never shows you the outcome. He just shows you the good time. He'll never show you what that'll do to your life when he's tricked you and he's tried to deceive you. He'll never show you, and he'll use any little old scheme he can to trip you up. Tonight, I want you to be strong in the Lord. I want you to know tonight that you must obey and you must overcome the devil. If you'll obey God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost tonight, if you'll obey him, you will defeat Satan in the name of Jesus. Heed the wiles of the devil. Let me give you this. Not only the wiles of the devil, but I'm talking about hand-to-hand combat. I'm talking about when you got saved, you put on the boxing gloves. You're hand-to-hand combat with the devil. You say, I don't want to do that. Too bad, you're in it. He's either wore you down to a pulp and you're just beat down, or you don't run him off in the name of Jesus. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. You don't resist him, he won't leave. Like an old dog in your yard. If you don't run him off, he ain't going to leave. He'll stay there as long as you want him to. Let me give you this. Wrestle we not only the wiles of the devil, but we wrestle with the devil and his demons. Look what he said here in verse number 12. Verse 11, we see the wiles. Verse 12, we see the wrestle. I want to ask you, who in here has been wrestling with the devil? You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Let me move on here. Here's what he said. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. When you get in an argument with your family, that ain't flesh and blood you're arguing with. When you got an alt with somebody, you know who put that alt there? The devil. He don't want us to get along as Christians. He don't want us to get along as brothers and sisters in Christ. He don't want us to get along. Why? Because he's a deceiver. Look what he says here. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness. Who's that? He's all the darkness. Satan ain't nothing but darkness, man. He's the darkness of this world against spiritual wickedness in high places. We wrestle with the devil and his demons. I wrote this down on my paper. I probably have never wrestled with truly the devil. I'm not that big of a threat. I probably have never wrestled with the devil himself. I'm not that big of a threat. He don't have to come. He can send his little old demons and they do enough for me. They do enough tormenting me and wearing me out, the demons. The devil himself, there's somebody else more out there that's serving Christ and doing more than I am. He don't have to come after me. He can just send a little demon and that's enough. That's where I'm at in my life. He don't have to send, he don't have to come himself. But let me tell you what happened to me Tuesday morning. And man, when I got, and I knew this was coming, and I just been praying and seeking God's face. And Tuesday, I'm talking about the wiles of the devil and his wickedness and his trickery and what he does. I woke up at 4 o'clock Tuesday morning. I just woke up at 4 o'clock Tuesday morning. You don't have to believe none of this. If you don't want to, take it with the bread of salt. Just take it and go on with it. But it'll do you good to heed it. My wife can testify. I woke up Tuesday morning at 4 o'clock. I went to the restroom. I come back, I get in the bed. It's been a peaceful, beautiful, wonderful night. I'm talking about I have snored like a baby. She told me I had. Sawing logs. At 5 o'clock, I wake straight up in the bed. I've got sweat pouring down me. My stomach sounds like a V8 motor. Whoa! Brandy, I'm telling you, she sat beside me. I've got the shakes. I'm sitting there on the couch at 5 o'clock. I've not took a drink of coffee. I don't need nothing to be awake. I have wrestled the devil for 1 hour from 4 to 5. Me and him has been, or his little demons has been in a battle from 4 to 5. And I come in there and I sit down and I ain't saying a word. And I'm white as a ghost. And she said, what is wrong with you? I said, I am scared to death. She said, what is going on? It took me 15 minutes to get calmed down, to get back into reality that it was just a dream. Am I talking to anybody? You say, well, preacher, I don't never have that. Maybe you've got off the front line and you ain't fighting the devil and you ain't fighting his demons and you're letting everything go in your life and everything go in your home and anything goes, you don't want to make nobody mad. But when you start fighting the devil, son, he's going to get on front line with you. Now, if you've retreated back and you're over here playing games and fiddling around and you ain't doing what God's called you to do, don't expect to be in very much of a battle. Brother Roy, I sat there, and when I finally got my composure, she said, "What is wrong with you?" I said, "Baby, I just got busted all over again. All over again. 22, 23 years since that day. And I had slipped up, Brother Austin. Brother Heath, I'd slipped up and I went back and the police was at my house fixing to arrest me, lock me up. And I'm sitting here in cold sweat. Why? Because I don't want to go back. I know what I've told God. If I go back, you take my life. I don't want to live without you. I don't want to live a life without Jesus Christ. I don't want to go back through that. I don't want to put my wife through that. I don't want to put my kids through that. I don't want to be that person." And it was so real in that dream. I'm telling y'all. And the police was knocking on the door, and I was on my knees crying before Brandy. And she said, "You knew better. You knew better to go back. You've preached all these years. It's better on the other side." And I'm sitting there, Brother Eric, squalling my eyes out. And when I finally get awake, I get in there and I sit down, and for 15 minutes, I'm just in a shake. She's like, "You're going to be okay, so I can go to work." I'm like, "Yeah, it's going to get better. I'm just in a shake." You say, "You're crazy." Well, whatever. I don't know what it is. But I know it's the wiles of the devil. It says to set. Have you ever had a dream so real when you woke up, you thought, "I've had it. I've messed up this time." And then when you finally get to your senses and you get settled down. Man, I hope it's helping somebody. When I finally got settled down and I realized that I hadn't messed up. That I hadn't crossed the line, Brother Tony. That I hadn't crossed the line. That there's a bloodline that I hadn't crossed, Brother Garrett, that I hadn't crossed, and that God's good to me. I'm sitting there and I get my breath, and Brandy leaves. I take me a sip of my coffee, and there's a guy that we know from Roanoke, Alabama, never texts me. Never texts me. Casey Hester. Never texts me. Never. He ain't one of them that texts you every day, once in a blue moon. And he sends me a text at 5:30. Brandy's walking out of the house. I got a cup of coffee. 1 Peter 5:7. Be sober, be vigilant. Because the devil is like a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. I said, "Good gosh. Good gosh. This man's in Georgia. Good gosh. This man's in. He don't know nothing I've dealt with this morning. He don't have a clue what I've been through. And he's going to send me that verse." I text him. 5:30, he's up. Evidently, he's done text me. I'm going to hit him back. And I said, "Son, why'd you send me that?" He said, "Man, I just woke up with you on my heart, and I just wanted you to know, man, that God has got you. I don't know what you're going." And I just laid it out there to him. And I said, "I don't know who this is for, but I'm going to tell the church when I get there Wednesday night." He said, "Well, it's just a dream. Be sober. Don't overlook what you're dreaming. Don't overlook them dreams. Don't overlook them dreams." In the book of Joel, he said, "We're going to dream. We'll have dreams. Don't overlook the dreams that you're having." He's trying to warn you in them dreams. Ever since that Tuesday, I've watched where I went. I've watched where I walked, Brother Roy. I watched who I've been around. Made sure I ain't been nowhere I ain't supposed to. You a preacher. Don't you kid yourself. You a preacher. You ain't going. Don't you kid yourself. Don't you kid yourself. Why? Because he'll trick you. He'll lure you. Because he's trickery. His wiles. We wrestle with him. And folks, he's wicked. He'll get you when you're sound asleep and you ain't done nothing wrong. He'll come to you in your dreams. Folks, I'm telling you tonight, we have got a command to obey and we've got a contender to overcome. And whatever it takes in your life, you overcome him in the name of Jesus. Let me show you this tonight. The wiles. Man, we wrestle with the Satan. We wrestle with the devil because he is wicked. Look how wicked the devil is. Let me show you this tonight. Let me show you how wicked he is. He is wicked. He's got nothing for you. He hates you. Child of God, he hates you. You say, "Well, he's defeated." He ain't gonna quit. He knows at the end he's getting thrown into the lake of fire. And then he knows he's going to hell. He knows. But listen, he don't care. He wants to carry you with him. Talk to me, somebody. Talk to me. Ain't nothing more he wants you to slip up. Ain't nothing more he wants me to slip up. Ain't nothing more that he wants Lamar County Sheriff at my door locking me up. Ain't nothing he wants more than that. He ain't nothing he wants more than Marion County putting cuffs on me, putting me in jail. What is it? What will it do to this place? Well, you ain't nothing. I didn't say I was, but I know what the community thinks. If the pastor's doing it, the whole flock's doing it. I'm just telling you my heart tonight. That joker's wicked. He'll come to you any which way he can. And for that one in here who's been piddling around with stuff you ain't supposed to be piddling around with, you better get away from it right now. For that one's been looking at stuff you ain't supposed to look at, you better hide it right now. He'll expose you. I want to show you in the book how wicked he is. He'll lure you. He'll deceive you. And when he does it for one reason. John 10:10. Jesus said it. The wickedness of the devil. Wicked. The thief. Who's the thief? The devil. The devil cometh not but for to steal. What does he want to steal in this room? He wants to steal your testimony. He wants to steal what I've told you this a million times, and I'll say it a million more. I never want Kaylee to tell Ryder, you should have heard Daddy preach. I never want Kaylee to tell Ryder, you should have heard Daddy pray. You ought to see him when we gather around the table and pray as a family, but now Daddy's in there with a beer in his hand. He'd care less. I never want her to say that. I've got a home I'm trying to raise for Jesus Christ. The devil don't want to do nothing but steal it out from underneath me. He's wanting to steal it. I'm telling you tonight, folks, he's wanting to steal your family. He's come to steal. He's come to kill. If he can't steal what you got and he can't kill you, you know what his next little trick is? He'll just destroy you. You know how many people that's been destroyed that used to go to church, that used to love the Lord, that used to be sitting on the pew, now they're destroyed, whatever church hurts you, name, you put the name on it, it's from the devil. You just put the name on. I don't care what you put on. I can show you in the Bible. You just put the name on the reason they ain't there no more, and I guarantee it's a trick of the devil. He's a liar. He's come to kill. He's come to steal. He's come to kill. And he's come to destroy. And tonight, I want you to get this. If we don't get anything else, we have a command to obey. Be strong in the Lord. Please don't give in. If I can give y'all anything, please don't give in. Please don't give in. So, well, ain't nobody notices anyway. They care less if I'm here or not. I don't care who, we got one in heaven that knows everything. God is on the throne. And you're not here to please man, but you are here to please God. We have a command to obey. I meant to study that, not get all fired up. But I battled that joker, y'all, from 4 to 5. When I woke up at 5 o'clock, I was wide awake. That's one of many that I could tell you that I've woke up. Brandy's woke me up. Or I've woke up and she said, what in the world is going on? I said, me and them demons, we wide open at one another. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You said, preacher, I just don't believe in demons. I don't see how you can not believe in them. I don't see how you can not believe the devil's real. I don't see how you can't believe demonic forces as not real. We battle them. We have a command to obey. We have a contender to overcome. And the third thing, we can be confident in the outcome. If you will obey what God's called you to do, you will be an overcomer and you'll be happy with the outcome. I promise you. You will never regret serving God. You'll be happy with the outcome. How do you know you'll be happy with the outcome, preacher? Number one, because the outcome is because not of you, but the strength of the Lord. When you get strong in the Lord and His might, it's His strength. Ephesians 3:16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. What is he going to do in the inner man? He's going to strengthen you. He's going to strengthen you. You're going to be confident in your outcome. You're going to love what Jesus is doing in your life, not only by his strength, but by his spirit that lives inside of you. The Spirit of the Lord, Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord of hosts. How do you become an overcomer? By the Spirit of the Lord. You're going to listen to one of two spirits. You're going to listen to the Holy Spirit, or you're going to listen to the devil and his evil spirit. You're going to listen to one. The little cartoon ain't got it wrong. When you got an angel on one side and a demon on another, it ain't got it wrong. Now, the character they got designed on the shoulders, I don't believe that. But I do believe you got something speaking to you tonight. It's either going to be the Holy Spirit speaking to you, or it's going to be that evil spirit. I see tonight you can be confident in the outcome by the strength of the Lord, by the Spirit of the Lord. And the psalmist said, because the shield of the Lord. He blocks off with his shield. Psalm 28 and verse number 7. The Lord is my strength. Amen. And my shield. Not only will he give you strength, but he's going to shield you from them attacks. He's going to shield you. Do you know what tonight? If you're shielded, the attack's still there. Amen. The attack still goes on. You say, well, he's my shield. I'm not going to have to face nothing. Oh, yeah, you're going to have to face it. You're just not going to get hit as hard as you would if you didn't have his shield. The Lord is my strength, and the Lord is my shield. He is what blocks what comes my way. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. To say all that, to come to a conclusion is this. I'll say this all the time, and I wrote it down again. If you will stand by the God of this Bible or the God of this book, the God of this book will stand by you. You get away from that book, you get away from that Bible, don't expect him to be standing there with you. Don't expect him to have everything. You fixing to open up a door that you can't handle. You fixing to open up things in your life that you can't handle. They're going to come your way. You just need tonight to obey the command that's been given. Be strong in the Lord and in his might. You got a contender to overcome. You're going to have to defeat the devil. Your preacher can't always be there for you. Your family can't always be there for you. There's going to be times it's because you're going to have to defeat him. You're just going to have to pray your own way through. You're just going to have to pray. You're going to have to stand strong in the Lord and let him lead. And you will be confident in the outcome. I promise you tonight. You'll be confident in what God can do in your life. Man, I'm telling you what, when I woke up Tuesday morning to that door at 5 o'clock, Brandy's sitting over here, and if there's anybody here doubts that, go by there and talk to her. Just go by there and talk to her. I'm surprised it didn't wake the kids up. He said, preacher, why is that? Folks, I truly believe we're living in a day and we're living in a time. The Bible says that the true worshipers will worship in spirit and in truth. We all want the spirit. There ain't nobody in here don't like it when the spirit comes down, people getting saved. I'm talking about we hugging necks, shaking hands, having a good time. Everybody loves that. But it's sad to say everybody don't love the truth. Everybody wants the truth till it comes to them, then they can't handle the truth. And then they get upset. But tonight the truth is this. And we're in a battle. And you're going to have to stand. And I'm going to have to stand. We got kids in here that needs to see us stand. You know one thing that I always get asked, Brother Heath Butler, when somebody see me in a little bit, they'll say, you still preaching? That's what they say. You still preaching? I'm like, yeah. Okay, I'm just making sure you ain't quit. Why? Because most of them do. Or they'll say this. They don't even know if I'm a preacher. They just know I've been going to church. You still going to church? What do you ask people when you see them out on the street? What do you ask them? You don't ask them if they're saved. You don't ask them after the first time you see them. The first thing you ask them is, you still going to church? Going anywhere? Why? Because there's so many quitting. Because the battle's real. And not one person in this room can exclude themselves from the battle. You can get off the front line as far as you want to get back. You'll still have a little battle in your life. The closer you get to that front line and the closer you get to what God's called you to do and the closer you get to your calling, the more real that battle is going to be. And you got to stand in it. And you got to say, I'm not going back. I'm not going back. 2007, when I got saved, I know y'all ready to go. Yep, overtime. In 2007, when I got saved, I told Brandy, I said, you know what I told the Lord? Bible says it's better not to promise the Lord something than promise it and not keep it. How foolish that'd be. I said, Lord, if I ever go back to that again, to that lifestyle, I want you to carry me home. That's how sick and tired I was of it. And I tell these old boys in rehabs, when I sit down with somebody, I tell them, I said, until you get that mindset, salvation is not a miracle pill. But you get saved and it's good. No. It's a work, son. It's a work. You've been saved. It's a work. And you're going to be in a battle and you're going to have to fight. And you're going to have to stand your ground in the blood of Jesus. You got to stand that ground, folks. You got to stand. Last night we was going to go to bed and we was flipping through and a song come on YouTube. And it was a guy and he was singing this song. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Tonight I believe why so many are falling is because they're not standing for the main thing. In His name's Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I love You and I praise You tonight. Lord, I thank You for what happened Tuesday morning. I thank You that You allowed me to experience that I'd be able to tell Your folk about it, Father. Lord, I thank You that You trusted me to allow that to come to my life. At that moment, I was scared to death, and You know I was. But just because I was scared didn't mean You didn't strengthen me through the battle. Lord, You let me see that if I get that shook up over a dream, what would I do if it was reality? What would I do if it... And Lord, I don't want to find that out. Lord, I don't want to find that out. And I don't want not a brother or sister in this room to find that out. Lord, I want us all just to be happy in You and live this Christian life according to Your will, obey You, overcome Satan in the blood of Jesus, and just be happy with the outcome. And Lord, I pray tonight for that one that may be battling tonight. Lord, I pray You touch them real good tonight. Bless them tonight. Watch over these kids as they go out tonight to grab a bag to go home. Lord, I pray tonight, Father, You bless them. Next week starts Awana. Lord, I pray You bless them in a mighty way. Lord, I pray You touch. Lord, I love You and I thank You. I pray You be with Miss Margaret tonight and her family. Lord, as she's at the end of her life. Lord, I pray tonight that You bless her and watch over her and Mr. Jerry. Lord, the kids. Lord, I pray You strengthen them tonight. Lord, I thank You that she stayed true to the end. Lord, I thank You for that. Lord, I thank You that there's going to be some more around here that's going to stay true to what You've called them to do. Lord, I love You and I praise You. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say, amen. Love on